First, if you're not a history lover, I am, some people aren't, a history class can sometimes feel like, I don't know, a chore with a lot of dates and events that feel distant and disconnected to the world of today. But one history professor is taking a unique approach to teaching history to help students connect to the events of the past by interviewing their parents. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Parents, what memories of music, fashion, and history from your generation do you think young people should know about? And even if you don't have kids, what were the cultural and historical milestones for you in the 70s and 80s? Call 800-642-1234 if you'd like to join in. Jennifer Ratner-Rosenhagen is the Merle Curdy and Vilas Borghese Distinguished Achievement Professor of History at UW-Madison. She teaches a course called The History of Your Parents' Generation. She's in the studio with me. Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
We'll talk about the origins of this idea. It sounds like a fun class. What brought you here?
Well, first, Rob, I have to take issue with your description of history as a bunch of boring names and facts and
dates. I love history.
I know. But I don't want our listeners to think that we are boring our students over at UW-Madison. And so in that regard, I would like to think that my exciting, engaging history that brings the past to life is actually very conventional for what my colleagues are doing at UW-Madison. I got to make a shout out for my department and also probably for our satellite campuses as well. So the inspiration for the course, I have to say, came working with students for years here and thinking, you know, what are ways in which I can connect history, you know, whether it's deep, you know, in the past or more recent history, really connect it to my students so they feel the stakes. They recognize that the people who lived in the past are much like them today. I mean, they may have different worldviews and moral commitments, but they were people, you know, shaped by larger forces. And so my original idea for the course was actually to do a history of their generation, so a history of your generation, and it was going to be a more contemporary history. But I, after kind of playing with that idea, I realized how hard it would be for students to toggle between something really autobiographical that might be even personal in a way that might be emotionally hard for them to then widen out and look for larger social factors. So I just did the next thing that seemed logical to me, go a generation earlier. What is the prehistory of their lives? What were the social, political, economic circumstances that shaped who their parents were? And so that the idea was born.
And for a lot of the students you have, say, incoming freshmen, their parents would be in kind of my demographic, people born maybe in the 60s and 70s. And is that the zone, the sweet spot you're
Well,
looking
I must
at?
Say, I'm going to date myself. But I was born in 1970. So there was a kind of, I don't want to say unpleasant moment when I realized, oh, my dear Lord, that's me, you know, that we're talking about. The demographics is never perfect. Some parents are considerably older. But yes, the course was conceived, and for the most part, it has paired out that the students who are at UW today, their parents would be born, primarily during the 60s and perhaps in the early 70s. And to be honest, there's enough give in the course that even if, you know, someone was born in 55 or even as late as 76, which is conceivable, you know, the course is catching them somewhere in their young childhood, their adolescence, their early adulthood. And so, you know, it may not be exactly the same for every student, but we are definitely providing that student some snapshot, or extended snapshot, I should say, of their parent at some point, and they're growing to become who they became.
And is part of the goal here for students to use this firsthand eyewitness to history, their parent, and hopefully go and talk to somebody, their parent or someone else from their previous generation?
Well, in fact, that's the first assignment that they have. So what they're asked to do is to interview their parents. They can interview one, they can interview the other. You know, in the event that their parents are no longer living or they don't have a relationship with their parent or for whatever reason can't, they're asked to interview someone in their parents' generation. And I provide them a survey asking everything from like your first political memory. What were conversations at the child, you know, at the dinner table? You know, when did you recognize what religion you were, that was something distinct as opposed to what other people happened? What major world event was the first one of your memory? You know, what were your favorite movies, your fashion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they take that information information. I mean, that alone is a treasure trove. Many students are, you know, just blown away at how forthcoming their parents are, telling them things they had no idea about their parents. And then they take that first bit of information and they think about generations in history. And then what they do is, so they use some work, some sociological and historical work on what are generations, how can we conceive of generations moving throughout history, and they use it to kind of interpret their own parents through that lens. They put it to the side, and we spend however many weeks, the bulk of the course, doing real high-octane social, political, intellectual history of the period, and then they go back at the end of the course, now, as historians, really understanding this period, and they re-interview their parents in a much more informed way. And I have to say the first surveys are a blast. You know, it's just kind of a mishmash of what the students are learning. The end interviews that are then turned into papers are some of the most powerful things that I have read as a professor, because those students are now informed. They can ask very pointed questions about their parents. And again, it's been really impressive to me how open some of these parents have been about telling their kids sometimes hard things that they otherwise, you know, wouldn't want to share with them.
Talking to Jennifer Ratner-Rosenhagen, history professor at UW-Madison, teacher of a course called The History of Your Parents' Generation. I know you can't probably share specific details, but can you give us a sense of the kinds of stories you've gotten back from students and their parents and how they fit into history, maybe in ways that your students didn't expect?
Oh, boy. I want to say each in their own way, every one of these students yields something that for me also, well, first of all, it can be very moving, you know, because I had a case, I've now taught this class many, many times. I think the first or second time I taught it, a student who hadn't talked to his dad in 10 years.
Wow.
And didn't want to interview him initially because he harbored a lot of upset and resentment. But as the course went on, and again, we're not doing group therapy at all, but just the history gave him some perspective. And I don't even know what it was, but it made him feel that he could forgive whatever it is he needed to forgive. And there was a rapprochement, and he interviewed his dad for that interview and then a paper. One story I like to tell is someone found out that he had a half sibling that his parents told him about.
Okay.
But the parents thought this was maybe an occasion to unveil that. I'll give you an example of one that sticks with me. And that is, and this was several years ago, was teaching a course, and we got to the early 80s and the AIDS, you know, the early AIDS epidemic, you know, Rock Hudson and the first news about AIDS coming out precisely at the moment, you know, when gay liberation is finally, you know, really making its entrance on American stage. And then you have this horrible, you know, epidemic. And one of my students said to me, you know what, while we were reading this material, I think my mom might have actually been a nurse in Boston. I don't know, somewhere. She went back and interviewed her mom. Her mom was at the front lines in Boston at one of the gay clinics that was, you know, right at the nerve center of these killing fields, you know, where so many. And so she was able to find out, you know, she only had this vague recollection that her mom, you know, something about a nurse, maybe something about AIDS, but the class helped crystallize, boom. And she went in and she was able to find out, and the stories her mother had, you know, that she wasn't hiding them from her daughter, but there was just no, there was no occasion to have that conversation.
I want to ask a kind of a conceptual thing for how students come out of this, because I read a lot of history, and I have a trouble. There's a distinction. There's now, right? There's the present, and there's history, and that's something different. And trying to grasp the idea that people then were living through now, and people now are living through history.
Yeah.
I'm rambling, inanely here, but is that something that students are coming out of this class
with? To be honest, you just said it. That's one of the most profound things that they can get out of the course. I mean, there is this sort of binocular vision, if you will, between, they're just moving back and forth between here, now, their parents now as they are, and now, then as they imagined. I mean, and realizing they're part of the history because they're their parents' offspring. You know, they were raised by these people. And so I do think the class has this, I mean, I don't know if binocular vision or stereo sound, there's a dimensionality to the class that I think is very, very, very powerful. I mean, I think one of the things the class tries to do is for them to see their parents in two ways. One, as they became who they were, in part, not exclusively, because of the context in which they lived. The politics mattered, you know, the stagflation mattered, you know, religious contestation mattered. I mean, not in everyone's case and everyone's time, mm-hmm. but, you know, what you would learn about the 70s and 80s, those movements, those circumstances, those events made their parents who they were. But if I'm, but to, on the flip side, that their parents were also historical subjects. They were shaping that history. They were acting back on that history. They were the ones wearing the bell bottoms or going to the marches or listening to Bruce Springsteen and changing their major, you know, to be a labor studies historian or, you know, something like that.
Briefly, just in our last few moments, is this for those maybe more a history averse people, is this maybe a gateway drug for those students to say, wow, this is more interesting than I maybe thought it was before I came in?
I love that you use that phrase, gateway drug, because I think about things that are gateway drug to the intellectual life. And I think about books for me that were those gateway drugs. Yay, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, for example. Yeah, I mean, that's what we all, I think, hope for. And I think this class is pretty good at accomplishing that, making history not feel remote, not feel distant, feel relevant to their life, and maybe get them to want to read more, do more, take another class.
Jennifer, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was UW-Madison history professor Jennifer Ratner-Rosenhagen. She's teaching a course we've been talking about called The History of Your Parents' Generation. Well, with a little thematic music into the news, I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.